有人呢访问阿里，拳王阿里。
Somebody had interviewed the boxing champion Muhammad Ali.
问他将来你希望人家怎么记得你呢？
The interviewer asked Ali how he wants to be remembered.
阿里就说希望他们记得呢，我是一个伟大的拳手。
Ali replied that he hopes that people remember him as a great boxer.
后来成为人民的领袖和英雄。我甚至不加意愿人家忘记了我是多么英俊的。
Later will become a leader and a champion of his people, and he wouldn't even mind if the folks forgot how pretty he was.
亚里呢是一个自视极高的一个人。
Ali was a man who thought highly of himself.
我希望呢，每一次你读到福音书的时候，你看见这些文士跟法利赛人的时候呢，你就想到好像阿里这样子的人。
And I hope that every time when you're reading through a book of gospel, you will think of Ali when you read upon the Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
因为呢，他们觉得呢，在遵守神的话语上面，没有一个人比得上他们。
Because they felt like when it comes to obeying God's word, there's no one that's as good as they were.
保罗呢，曾经在腓立比书三章六节呢，讲出了他从前对自己的看法。
Paul himself in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verses 5 and 6 talked about how he thought of himself previously.
就律法来说，就律法说我是法利赛人，就律法上的义说我是无可指责的。
In regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless.
所以呢，当耶稣呢在登山宝训里面呢宣告说他是要来成全律法，还有呢就是讲到如果你们的义胜不过文士跟法利赛人的义的时候，你断不能进天国。
So when Jesus came and gave a sermon on the mount and talking about that he had come to fulfill the lawAnd at the same time, talking about how unless people's righteousness surpass that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, that they will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
我想呢，这些文士、法利赛人听到的时候一定很生气。
And I believe that the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, when they heard Jesus' teaching, they must have been angry.
他一定想问。耶稣，就是我们的义有哪一样比不上你的？
I'm certain that they wanted to confront Jesus as to which part of their righteousness is not as good as the righteousness preached by Jesus.
所以呢，耶稣在马太福音五章二十一节开始呢，就用了六个不同的例子去解释人的义跟神的义的分别。
So starting with verse 21 of chapter 5 of the book of Matthew, Jesus used six different examples to talk about the differences between God's righteousness and people's perceived righteousness.
那今天呢，我们要讲最后的一个例子。
Today we will be talking about the last example.
就是呢，爱你的邻舍。
And that is to love your neighbors.
你会发觉呢，这一条呢跟前面五条呢有一点分别。
And you'll see that this commandment is a little different from the previous five.
前面的五条都是告诉你你不可做什么事情。
The previous five are telling us not to do certain things.
这一条是告诉你你应该做什么。
And this one tells us what we need to do.
还有呢，耶稣在其他地方呢曾经讲过呢，爱你的邻舍这一条是全个律法里面第二条最重要的。
And Jesus in other parts of New Testament has talked about that this commandment is the second most important commandment of them all.
第一条最重要的就是爱神。
The most important commandment of them all is to love our God.
但是爱神这个事情你看不见啊。
That action is an invisible one.
但是你爱不爱你的邻舍，我们就很容易看见。
However, whether one loves his neighbors or not, is quite detectable.
所以耶稣用这条来平和人是不是达到神的标准呢？ 其实是一个很好的一个测试。
And therefore, this is a very good criterion Jesus using this to decide whether a person has reached God's standards of righteousness.
在43节里面呢，耶稣首先指出呢，这些法利赛人的义呢是一个贬值的义。
In verse 43, Jesus first pointed out that the Pharisees' righteousness is a depreciating one.
43节里面呢，他简直讲，你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
In verse 43, it says that you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
那你看这句话的时候，好像在圣经有出现哦。This
verse may look like it had appeared previously in the Bible.
但是其实这些文士法利赛人呢，已经在这句话上面动了手脚。But
however, the Pharisees and the teachers have played war games with this verse.
很多时候我们为了安慰自己，我们已经达到神的标准的时候，都会做减脂的事情。
And oftentimes, when we comfort ourselves that we have reached God's standard, we would do the following.
那第一样事情他们所做的，就是把他们不喜欢的部分呢，把它删除了。
That the first thing they would do is to delete the part where they're not comfortable with.
那旧约圣经里面呢，其实在立位记里面第一次出现这句话的时候，他是讲到了，当爱你的邻，当爱你的爱人如己。So
in the book of Leviticus, when this verse first appeared, it talked about loving your neighbor like yourself.
这些文士法利赛人呢，就把他不喜欢的部分，就是"如此"这两个字，把它删掉。So
the Pharisees and the teachers deleted the phrase "like yourselves" from the verse because they're not comfortable with it.
那你可能说，可能他们被圣经被漏掉，好像我们被圣经有的时候忘了中间的一些话嘛。
You may feel like they might have accidentally forgot that part of the verse because oftentimes when we try to recite a verse, we will forget certain parts of them. But that's impossible when it comes to teachers of the law. So there is a story that talked about teachers of the law, and you know that back at that time, God's word was written in scrolls.
如果你把一根针插在这个圣经这个page卷里面, 它可以告诉你这根针通过哪几个字。
One more time.
Okay, 这是一根针插在这个圣经里面。
So they know the Bible so well that if you stick a needle through a scroll of God's writing, the teachers of the law can tell you exactly where the needle is piercing through the Bible.
所以呢，你知道呢，他们不是忘了，他们是故意把这两个字删掉。
So the point is that they know the Bible so well, it's not that they accidentally forgot, but they intentionally deleted.
那你删掉这两个字呢，就很方便了。It
becomes quite convenient if one can delete those two keywords.
因为我只需要一点点爱你，我就可以告诉你，我已经遵守神的话了。Because
one can convince himself that he has been obedient to God's word if he just loves a person a little bit.
第二招呢，让神的义贬值的方法呢，就是限制命令的范围。Another
way to depreciate God's word is by limiting its meanings.
那原文圣经其实跟英文一样的，它这句话是爱你的邻舍。
The original words in the Bible is the same as what we're reading today, which is saying that I love your neighbor.
So they're
trying to put a definition around the word neighbor. It's impossible that everybody in the world is my neighbor. And therefore, how can God ask me to love everyone in the world?
So, Jesus
told a parable about the Samaritan woman.
Good Samaritan.
Good Samaritan.
原因就是有人问他谁是我的邻舍?
And the reason he told that was because people had asked him, how can one define one's neighbor?
因为他们相信我的邻舍当然就是住在我旁边的我的朋友了。
Because they believe that the neighbor is defined as somebody who is living close to us.
那么爱我们的朋友其实这个是人可以做得到的。
It is doable for us to love our neighbors.
朋友就是我们的朋友啊,
to love our friends.
Okay, yeah. 所以呢,他限制神的律法的范围的时候呢,他就觉得啊,我是可以遵守神这个命令。
And therefore, it becomes easier for them to obey God's law when they limit God's commandment.
那第三个方法呢,就是呢,他把神的命令合理化。
And the third method is by rationalize God's commandments.
那你再看看43节,他讲到呢,当爱你的邻舍,恨你的仇敌。
And let's look at verse 43 again, and where it talks about loving your neighbor and hating your enemy.
我问你的,恨你的仇敌,这句话在旧约里面哪里出现呢?
Let me ask you, where else do you find the phrase hating your enemy in the Old Testament?
其实你不用翻了,你不会找得到。
And actually, you don't need to look, because you're not going to find it.
这个是他们自己加上去的。They
added this phrase.
他们觉得爱你的邻舍就是你的朋友了,反过来一定就是恨你的仇敌了。So
they interpreted that loving your neighbor, in other words, your friends, then must mean that you can hate your enemies.
其实我们到现在,我们常常也是用这三个方法去改动神的命令的。And
actually, even nowadays, we still often use these three approaches to change God's commandments.
比方在我们的婚姻上面。For
example, within our marriage.
我问你了,神要求我们丈夫跟妻子。 怎么表现呢?在婚姻里面?
And let me ask you how God has required husbands and wives to act with each other.
有没有人记得?
Does anybody remember?
服从丈夫, 还有呢?
Submit to husband, what else?
都是丈夫讲的, 你们的姊妹没记得。丈夫要怎么样啊?
So what should husbands do?
爱你的妻子, 那这个就是,
love your wives.
其实我们都把重要的部分删掉哦。But
we have forgotten the most important parts.
因为圣经里面是说，你要顺服你的丈夫，如同顺服主；你要爱你的妻子，如同爱你的身子一样。Because
the Bible actually said that the wives need to submit to the husband as they do to the Lord, and the husband must love the wives as their own bodies.
那你把后面的删掉呢，就很方便。
If you deleted the latter halves, then it becomes quite convenient to follow.
这个妻子可以说,我哪里不顺服我的丈夫?
And the wives can say, how do I not obey submit to my husband?
我天天帮他煮饭。
And I cook for him every day.
这个丈夫也可以说,我哪里不爱我的妻子呢?
The husband can also rationalize by saying, how do I not love my wife?
我天天在外面工作就是养活他。
I go out and work every day to support her is my way of loving her.
我们也把神的命令去限制了这个范围。
We are limiting God's laws.
有人说,顺服是什么意思?
People would say, what does it mean to submit?
顺服不可能什么事情都听从啊。
It's impossible to submit in every which way.
我的丈夫每一次做聪明的选择的时候，我都顺服他的。
I would submit to my husbands when they make wise decisions.
只有他做笨的选择的时候，我才不听他。
I would not listen to him if he makes stupid decisions.
最后呢，我们两方面都会把神的命令呢合理化。
At the end of the day, both sides will end up rationalizing God's commandments.
你说我不爱他。
You say that I don't love her.
是她先没有顺服我。
It's because she did not submit to me first.
反过来她这个太太也是这样子讲的。
And conversely, wives will say similar things.
就是我为什么不顺服她，就是因为她没有先爱我。
Because he did not love me first, and therefore I would not submit to him.
这些都是让神的意、神的标准呢去贬值的方法。
These are all ways where we can depreciate God'srighteousness or God's commandments.
但是呢，耶稣在44节到47节呢，他就讲到神的义是一个完全的义。
But in verses 44 and on, Jesus talked about that God's righteousness is a perfect righteousness.
44节讲到，只是我告诉你们要爱你的仇敌，为那逼迫你的祷告。
In verse 44 it says that, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
简单来说，耶稣回答了谁是我们的邻舍。
And quite simplistically, Jesus explained who our neighbors are.
由我们的朋友一直到我们的仇敌都是我们的邻舍。
That everybody from our friends to our enemies are our neighbors.
那么谁是我们的仇敌呢？
Who are our enemies?
他已经告诉你的，就是包括这些逼迫你的人。
And Jesus has already told us right here that includes that our enemies include those who persecute us.
我必须要指出呢，当神说你要爱你的仇敌的时候呢，他不是说你要喜欢你的仇。
So I must point out that when Jesus says that loving your enemies is not the same as liking your enemies.
爱跟喜欢呢是两个不同的感情。
Loving and liking someone are two different emotions.
这个就是为什么呢？神可以说神爱世人。
And that's why God is able to say that He loves everyone.
但是同时在罗马书讲到神的愤怒从天上显明。
And that's why it's also said in the book of Romans that God's wrath can be manifested to all.
就是他一方面很爱人，但是他一方面觉得人对他来说是让他很生气的。
So that's why he can love the world on one hand, but also has a wrath against the world on the other hand.
那么爱如果不是讲到喜欢的时候，爱是什么意思？
So if loving is not equating to liking, then what does loving mean?
其实44节呢，他给了我们一个例子。
And actually verse 44 gave us an example.
为他祷告
Pray for those.
当你为人祷告的时候，你就是为了他的好处去做事情。
When you pray for someone, you're praying for one's benefits.
如果我们回到了利未记的19章18节，就是这句话的原本的出处的时候，我们发现。
So if we go back to the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 18, which is the origin of this verse, we can see that.
旧约的学者呢发现呢，这个邻舍这个字啊，不是这句话的我们说的direct object， 不是受词。
So that the Old Testament scholars have determined.That the word neighbor is not the direct object.
它是一个 indirect object.
It's an indirect object.
所以呢，它的意思呢，不是是强调了你为了他的好处去做事情。
So the emphasis here is that you're doing it for the neighbor's benefits.
所以，其实这个命令的意思就是你明白怎么对自己好，那么。你也为你的仇敌，你为你的邻舍，也是从这个角度去做事。
So the meaning behind this commandment is that you know, we all know what's good for ourselves, and therefore we need to pray for our enemies from the same perspective.
对你恶的时候，你会 你就会想吃东西。
So when we're hungry, we want to eat.
你渴的时候，你会希望有水喝。
When we're thirsty, we want to drink water.
所以呢，圣经也告诉我们，当我们的仇敌，若饿了，你就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。
And that's why the Bible has also told us that if your enemies are hungry, feed him, and if he's thirsty, give him something to drink.
所以圣经不是告诉我们呢，你要很虚伪的，就是对待你的仇敌。
So the Bible is not telling us to treat our enemies with a very insincere attitude.
明明你不喜欢他，还是就是笑笑的对着他。
It's not saying that we must face them with smiles, even though we don't like them.
神只是要求我们为了他们的好处去做事情。
What God is telling us is to do things that are beneficial for them.
我想对一个人来说，最大的好处就是他能够与神和好。
I believe that the greatest benefit that any person can gain is to be reconciled with God.
这个也是我们当为我们的邻舍去祷告的事情。
And this is a prayer item that we should go forward with for our neighbors.
所以呢，45-48节开始呢，耶稣就解释爱仇敌这个完全的义。为什么比起法利赛人的义更好啊？
And from verses 45 through 48, Jesus explains why the righteousness involved in loving one's enemies is better than the righteousness of the Pharisees.
45节里面，耶稣讲到呢，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子，因为他叫日头叫好人。也叫歹人，降雨给义人，也降雨给不义的人。
Verse 45 says that so that you may be children of your Father in heaven, He causes His Son to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
我希望大家不要误解耶稣的意思。
I hope we're not going to misinterpret Jesus' meaning.
耶稣不是说当你爱你的仇敌，你才可以成为神的儿女。
Jesus is not saying that you only become children of God after you love your enemies.
为什么我这样子说呢？
Why do I say this?
因为耶稣已经讲到神是你们的天父。
Because Jesus already said that we are children of God.
如果神是你的天父的时候，就代表你已经得救了。
If God is already our Heavenly Father, that means we already saved.
所以四十五节的意思呢，就是当你去爱你的仇敌的时候，你才是表现出来是一个名副其实的一个神的儿女。
So what verse 45 means that it means that when we love our enemies, and that's when we manifest our citizenship in God's kingdom.
因为我们的天父就是这样子的一位神。
Because our Heavenly Father is such a person.
他会让他的太阳呢去照这些好人这些坏人，也会降雨给这些义人跟不义的人。
Because he will cause his sun to rise on the good and the evil, and at the same time sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
其实你看到了律法他的这个律法的作用是什么？
Now we can see the function of the commandments.
我们常以为的律法就是一大堆可与不可。
Oftentimes we think commandments are a collection of do's and don'ts.
但是其实律法呢，是把神的性格表现出来。
But commandments are actually there to manifest God's characters.
因为我们的神也是一个爱他仇敌的神，所以他要求人也是这样子做。
Because our God is a God who loves his enemies, and that's why he's requiring his children to do the same.
我记得呢，当我刚来教会的时候，我希望成为一个基督徒，主要的原因是我不希望下地狱。
I remember when I first attended a church, My main goal was to become a Christian so that I don't have to go to hell.
但是当我读圣经越来越多的时候，特别读到这段的时候。
As I read the Bible more and more, and especially when I come upon this verse,
我开始有一个转变哦。
I started to experience a transformation.
就是我希望成为一个基督徒的时候，因为我佩服这样子的圣经里面的神。
I wanted to become a Christian because I have high respect for a God described in the Bible.
我们觉得呢，圣经里面的神真是很大方。
And I truly feels like the God described in the Bible is a very kind God.
其实他有能力的只把鱼给这些好人。
The God absolutely has the authority to send rain on only the good people.
但是他没有这样子做，却把降雨给每一个人。
But he did not do that. Instead, he sends rain on everyone.
特别当主耶稣他受害的时候
，especially when Jesus was being crucified，
当人家还在他面前去讥诮他
，when people in front of Jesus were still insulting him，
用三根钉子把他钉在木头上面
，and using three nails to crucify him on the cross，
我们的主耶稣却祷告神说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
At that time, Jesus instead prayed for those people, saying that, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing.
就是呢，神所要求我们的，主耶稣要求我们所做的事情，他自己也做了。
And actually, what God through Jesus has requested to do, he has done it himself.
律法的标准就是神自己。
The standard of God's laws is God Himself.
因为神是爱他的仇敌的，所以他才要求我们也做同一样的事。
God asks us to do the same thing because He has loved His enemies.
46-47节呢，告诉我们为什么法利赛人的义，就是他只爱自己的朋友，不值得得到神的奖赏。
And verses 46 and 47 talked about that one is not worth God's rewards if he loves only his friends.
耶稣提到了，就是连这些税吏跟外邦人呢，也懂得去爱他的朋友啊。
Jesus mentioned here that even the tax collectors and the pagans know how to love their friends.
税吏呢，在犹太人的心目中呢，他们呢，就是一个带外党。
In the eyes of the Jewish people, the tax collectors are pagans.
他是一个坏人，是恶人。
He's an evil people.
原因呢，就是他帮助罗马人去，你可以说欺负这些犹太人。
The tax collectors are people who help the Romans to oppress the Jewish people.
他受重税。
They collect heavy taxes.
还有呢，他不单只为他罗马政府去受重税，他还会受更多，所以他们自己可以，拿一点给自己的。
So not only they collect heavy taxes on behalf of the Roman government, but they also collect additional taxes so they can have something to pocket for themselves.
所以呢，犹太人对他们就是觉得，就是最坏的人了。
So that's why Jewish people regard them as the worst kind.
外邦人呢，在罗马人，在犹太人的心目中呢，跟狗是同等的。
In the eyes of the Jewish people, pagans are no better than dogs.
所以呢，耶稣讲这46节的时候呢，其实他是46-47节的时候，他是告诉这些文士、法利赛人，你们所做的事情。跟这些最坏的人所做的事情基本上是一样。
So in verses 46 and 47, Jesus is basically saying that what you are doing are no better than the actions of the worst kinds of people.
我想起了我们现代的，就是这些黑社会。
It reminds me of the gangsters of our time today.
那黑社会讲什么？他们最强调是什么？
So what do the gangsters from mobs stress today?
他们就是讲义气。
They talked about loyalties.
他们对他们自己的兄弟啊，他们说。 So
they talked about how their loyalties are not affected by whatever they have to do for each other, for their brothers. Because these brothers are their friends.
所以如果我们只是做到爱自己的朋友的时候,
so if we can only love those, if our love only extends to those who are friends.
耶稣说，其实世界上最坏的人也可以做得到。
And Jesus is telling us that even the worst kind of people in this world can also do the same things.
所以现在我们要问一个问题了。So
now we ask a question.
如果文士跟法利赛人的义达不到神的标准的时候，谁可以做到神的标准呢？
If the righteousness of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law cannot meet God's standards, then who can?
一方面你可以说没有人能够做得到。On
one hand, you can say that no one can.
这个就是为什么呢？主耶稣在之前讲到八福的时候呢，讲到这个天国的子民，其中一个特点就是他是一个爱动的人。
So that's why when Jesus talked about the characteristics, when he talked about Beatitudes and talked about the characteristics of citizens of the kingdom of heaven, he talked about one of the characteristics is people who mourn. Because when people come before God's laws, faces God's laws in a very honest way. And he honestly reflect on himself. And he will know that that man is not just a short distance or a stone throw away from God's standard.
距离神的标准太远,
that we are very far from God's standard.
我们不单只在行为上面犯罪,
we not only sin with our actions,
我们连我们的思想也犯罪,
but we also sin with our thoughts.
还有我们犯罪的时候都是从我们的心开始的。
And when we sin, usually it always originates from our hearts.
我们讲话也不老实,
and we are insincere in our speech.
我们常常用不同的方法, 言语的方法去欺骗人。
And we often use words to deceive others.
我们只爱我们的朋友。
We only love our friends.
所以呢, 一个基督徒, 他看自己呢, 是一个坏透的一个人。
So when a Christian looks himself in the mirror, he'll see that that he is a hopeless case.
这个也是为什么只有基督徒才会来到主耶稣面前去求他的拯救。
And that's why it's only Christians can come before Jesus to ask for his salvation.
但是另外一方面呢，你也可以说谁达到神的标准呢？
On the other hand, you can say those who meet God's standards.
耶稣是期望 神的儿女会达到他的标准。
Jesus hopes that God's children can meet his standards.
所以48节说，所以你们要完全像你们天父完全一样。
And that's why verse 48 says that be perfect, therefore as your heavenly Father is perfect.
这句话就是耶稣要求基督徒达到完全的标准。
And this is a verse where Jesus asked Christians to have perfect righteousness.
他是觉得基督徒是有能力达到这个标准。
He believes that Jesus has the capability to reach perfect righteousness.
那这个不是因为基督徒呢，他比其他人又圣。
It's not because Christians have superior power over others.
只是这个分别呢， 是基督徒是拿完全的神所生的。
The difference, though, is that Christians are born out of a perfect God.
如果神是我们的天父的时候，
If God is our heavenly Father,
我们就有神的生命在我们里面。
We have God's life in us.
那么我们就能够活出很完全的标准。
And that's why we are able to live out God's perfect standard.
这个就是彼得后书里面呢提到的，基督徒是得与神的性情有份的。
And that's why, that is why Peter brings out in this book of 2 Peter that Christians may participate in the divine nature.
这个就是为什么呢？我们有可能达到神完全的标准。
And that is why it is possible for us to meet God's perfect standard.
因为有神生命的人就必定像神。
Because we are like God when we have God's lives in us.
有一个爸爸呢，给他儿子一个核桃。
A father gave his son a walnut.
他告诉他，如果你把这个核桃打开的时候呢，你就能够吃到里面很好吃的这个果仁。
So the father told the son that if you can open the walnut, then you'll be able to eat the nut inside.
但是这个小孩怎么样用自己的力量也打不开这个壳。
But the child tried as he might, but he was not open. He was not able to open the walnut.
那如果你是这个小孩，你会怎么做呢？
So what would one do if you were the child who wants to crack open the nut?
你会怎么做？
What would you do?
互动，如果你给 Jeremy 发现他打不开了，他会怎么做？
So what would you do, 互动？To tell your son.
对，他就那，如果是一个聪明的小孩，他就回来找他的父母，让他为他打开就可以了。
So a smart child would come back to the father and ask the father help him to crack open the walnut.
其实当神给人律法的时候，
When God gives people His laws,
其实他也是同一个道理。
It's by the same analogy.
他告诉人，只要人达到律法完全的标准的时候，那么你就可以进神的国，得到这个永生。
That one can enter the kingdom of heaven and gain eternal life if you can reach God's perfect righteousness.
但是我们人发觉，无论我们多努力的时候，我们都达不到神的标准。
But we have discovered that we will not reach God's standard.Regardless how we try.
那么有一些人呢，他就用这些不同的方法让神的标准去贬值。
Some people would use methods to depreciate God's righteousness.
那么他就告诉自己，我已经达到了。
And then after that, they can convince themselves that they have reached God's standards.
其实这个只是你骗自己也骗神的一个方法。
But what they ended up with is deceiving themselves and also attempt to deceive God.
如果你真的希望达到律法的标准，你唯一的方法，你就是回到父神面前。
So the only way for us to reach God's standard is to come back before God.
你就告诉神，我没有办法达到你的标准。
So you tell God that you cannot reach God's standard.
你求耶稣赦免你的罪。
And you ask Jesus to forgive your sins.
耶稣会为你达到这个律法完全的标准。
And Jesus will help you meet the perfection required by the commandments.
他把他的义给你。
He will impute his righteousness into you.
不单只是这样，他把神的生命赐给我们。
And not only that, but he also...gives a godly life into us.
耶稣也住在我们每一个相信他的人的心里面。
And Jesus also dwells in the hearts of everyone who believes in him.
我们就会有能力达到神的义的标准。
And then we have the possibility to reach God's standard of righteousness.
我们最后一同祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是一个完美的天父。
Because you are a perfect Father in heaven.
你对人的爱 真是让我们不能想象。
It's it's impossible for us to imagine the love you have for us.
也是我们佩服的，的神。
And you are a God that we worship.
我们希望，我们会来到耶稣面前去求他，去让我们也达到神你的完全的这个标准。
And we pray that we'll come before Jesus and ask Jesus to help us meet your perfect standards.
因为我们知道离开你，我们不能做什么。
Because we know that apart from you, we cannot do anything.
因我们祷告奉耶稣基督。
And thank you for listening to our prayer, and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.